welcome to another episode of A Cup of Tea with Shirley. Whoop whoop. So, A Cup of Tea with Shirley, for those of us just joining us today, it's a podcast where we share real conversations, where we talk about our own truth. No one can tell your story better than you do, right? So, this is a platform where we created to just have roundtable talks, like just between us, you know. So, thank you for joining us today. My name is Shirley, and I'm your host at A Cup of Tea with Shirley. So, today's topic is don't waste the wait. Don't waste the wait. That's a good rhyme. Anyways, so the waiting season of it is something we all go through one way or the other. It's connected to different aspects of our life, the waiting season. Why am I waiting? A lot of people feel that it's a bad thing to be in a waiting season. I remember my friend last 2 years, she was always complaining about the phase she was in. I'm in this phase right now, so she cut a lot of us off, you know. So, but I feel when someone says I'm in my waiting season, it's a period where you reflect on certain situations that have actually happened or certain situations that are about to happen that you need to prepare yourself for. I believe you don't have to hit rock bottom before you step back and take a view, a hindsight on certain things that has happened. Taking for example, I remember when I finished secondary school, I had to wait for 4 years before getting into college. So those 4 years were like the hardest years of my life, because I saw my mates in school, I saw them doing, in quotes, amazing things, you know. They were always leaving, they were always giving me gifts whenever they returned. The ones that actually kept in touch, I lost some persons because there's this mindset of we're no longer on the same level. That's all right. So I passed through a lot of things. Like, my mental health was just fluctuating, because some days I had mood swings. Like, when I went online and then I saw their post or tag in their lecturer's room, and I was like, what's going on right here? So it really affected my mood. But I received a very, very good advice from a mentor, and what she said was, your decision led you to this point where you're waiting for 4 years. So you really need to take a step back and view. If you go to school now, what's the difference between you and other students? What makes you stand out from other girls on campus? What's your shining crown? You know, something like that. Like, I'm trying to paraphrase, but what she was trying to tell me is, what's your extra touch? And I discovered I really didn't care about having an extra touch, because I just wanted to go to school. I just wanted to claim I'm a college student, you know, a college girl. I'm away from home. I'm trying to get a degree. You know, I did, if you're listening to my episode, you hear when I said I gave myself timelines. At the age of 19, I should be done with school. At the age of 20, I should be doing this. At the age of 25, I should be married and in my husband's house and having kids and the rest of them. So I planned my life based on my age, and it's something that... Hello, welcome to another episode of A Cup of Tea with Shirley. Whoop whoop. So, A Cup of Tea with Shirley, for those of us just joining us today, it's a podcast where we share real conversations, where we talk about our own truth. No one can tell your story better than you do, right? So this is a platform where we created to just have roundtable talks, like just between us, you know. So thank you for joining us today. My name is Shirley, and I'm your host at A Cup of Tea with Shirley. So today's topic is don't waste the wait. Don't waste the wait. That's a good rhyme. Anyways, so the waiting season of it is something we all go through one way or the other. It's connected to different aspects of our life, the waiting season. Why am I waiting? A lot of people feel that it's it's a bad thing to be in a waiting season. I remember my friend last 2 years, she was always complaining about the phase she was in. I'm in this phase right now. So she cut a lot of us off, you know. So, but I feel when someone says, I'm in my waiting season, it's a period where you reflect on certain situations that have actually happened or certain situations that are about to happen that you need to prepare yourself for. I believe you don't have to hit rock bottom before you step back and take a view, a hindsight on certain things that has happened. Taking for example, I remember when I finished secondary school, I had to wait for 4 years before getting into college. So those 4 years were like the hardest years of my life, because I saw my mates in school, I saw them doing, in quotes, amazing things. You know, they were always leaving, they were always giving me gifts whenever they returned. The ones that actually kept in touch, I lost some persons because there's this mindset of, you know, well, we're no longer on the same level. That's all right. So I passed through a lot of things. Like my mental health was just fluctuating, because some days I had mood swings. Like especially when I went online and then I saw their post or tag in their lecture room, and I was like, what's going on right here? So it really affected my mood. But I received a very good advice from a mentor, and what she said was, your decision led you to this point while you're waiting for 4 years, so you really need to take a step back and view. If you go to school now, what's the difference between you and other students? What makes you stand out from other girls on campus? What's your shining crown? You know, something like that. Like I'm trying to paraphrase, but what she was trying to tell me is, what's your extra touch? And I discovered I really didn't care about having an extra touch, because I just wanted to go to school. I just wanted to claim I'm a college student, you know, a college girl. I'm away from home. I'm trying to get a degree. You know, I did, if you're listening to my episode, you hear when I said I gave myself timelines. At the age of 19, I should be done with school. At the age of 20, I should be doing this. At the age of 25, I should be married and in my husband's house and having kids and the rest of them. So I planned my life based on my age, and it's something that... So I just feel that your waiting season is very important. If you are currently in a waiting season, don't take it for granted. Don't waste it. A lot of us that may not understand what a waiting season is, most times for those of us that are Christians, we wait for an expectation. We have an expectation that we've prayed to God for, and we are waiting for it to happen, a response, or for an actualization of what we actually prayed for. For example, you might be praying to get married, and then you are single, so that's also your waiting season. And you might be expecting a child, or rather you want a child, and it's not forthcoming. You've tried, you and your spouse, you guys have tried, and so that's actually your waiting season. And it might be, this is one that is very dear to me currently, you might be looking for a job. You have applied, you have revamped your resume, done several interviews, prepped yourself for quantitative tests and the rest of them, but the job is not forthcoming, so that's also your waiting season. So what do you do when you're actually waiting for the answers to your prayers? What do you do when you are frustrated that what you want is not actually coming to you? I listened to an amazing YouTube video today, and it really inspired me. The lady was giving a story about someone that said, I do everything right, I obey the rules, I'm not rogue, so I don't know why I can't get into the school I want to get to. I don't know why I don't have the relationship that I want. So it's not about you being good, it's not about you dotting all the lines and behaving good, but it's more about the phase. It's all about the weight. It's important. If you watch Discovery Channel, you will know that when a lion wants to actually pound on its prey, its weights, like its weights. So it finds the right time to actually bounce. And now it's something that I feel we should actually be thankful for, because it's something that it's very important for all of us to do. So So thank you so much for tuning in today. Our topic today was don't waste the weight. We'll continue on this topic because I find it interesting even as I started talking. So we'll continue on this topic. Then maybe finally I think I'll be having my first guest soon. It's still in the pipeline, but fingers crossed, okay? So I remain Shirley Grace Hart, and this is A Cup of Tea with Shirley. Thank you so much.